This is Pointing You Home on WNAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. Let me mention a home we have put on the market in Potomac, Maryland for $950,000. It's a single family that has four bedrooms, three and a half baths. The owners took what Pulte built in the early 1970s and tricked it out, expanded the master bathroom and bedroom dramatically. It has four bedrooms upstairs, but was five originally. And they took the master and expanded it all the way into another bedroom. So you've got great space, good closet space, and a big bathroom. First floor, gorgeous hardwood floors, updated kitchen with, and I say updated, gosh, that's so lame. I'm sorry. Let me find a better and more useful word to use here in describing this gorgeous kitchen. Has one of the finest pieces of granite that I've ever seen. It's like a river of granite that has all of these gorgeous golds and greens and beiges and even some red hues into it. Makes a standout. It's crazy how much a piece of granite can set the standard for excellence. Backsplash is done in small ceramic tile. Has a pot filler. It's a kind of faucet that sits off the wall. It's on the wall there, and you essentially pull it forward and fill the pots on top of the stove instead of having to carry them from the sink. Nice double sink, wine refrigerator, extended kitchen area with hardwood floors with a wraparound staged countertop sit-in area, plus the family room with a beautiful fireplace, hardscape in the backyarding, landscaping, three ponds, three waterfalls, a downstairs finished basement with a stackable washer and dryer and a really finely set up kitchenette, another full bath and a large recreation room. It's hard to describe this on the radio. Hopefully I got you a little tantalized. If you want to find out more information about 8913 Falls Chapel Way in Potomac, Maryland, go to ericstewartgroup.com. I have been under the gun getting listings ready. And the big questions that I'm getting now are what improvements are going to make me money to sell my house? Well, next week, the entire show is going to be focused on the Market Ready Guide. What are the improvements you can make that will make you more money? Be sure to be here for that. Plus, I'll answer what are the 10 questions you should be asking a real estate agent today before you hire one. You know, you may be interviewing two or three folks. By the way, we would ask that we're one of those. We appreciate the opportunity of being considered. We've had an excellent run here for 33 years at the Eric Stewart Group. We have a really fine system, 119 steps from the beginning to the end, including staging and photos and everything you would possibly expect, plus a lot you wouldn't even know about without talking with us. And that process that we've created is why last year we had no listings expire. We sold every property that we took on. We were able to achieve it because we approached it honestly, not with some empty-headed guarantees that mean nothing. I had the privilege of interviewing with a home seller recently who had hired this guarantee. We don't sell it. We guarantee to buy it. When I asked the question, well, when they didn't sell it, why not? And he said, well, they told me that I didn't qualify. And I said, okay. You know, they got the phone to ring because they announced something that sounds really amazing, but then there are disqualifiers. You talk about a lack of truth in advertising. Let's make it right. This is why car commercials have these disclaimers about what the financing rates are actually going to be, because there's truth in advertising in that. You can tell I get a little irked by it. But what ends up happening is, you know, we end up getting ours sold and the other party ends up getting a lot of listings unsold. And so we end up picking up, unfortunately, the broken home sellers who end up coming back to us and going, wow, I really expected something different and I'm bruised and I'm hurt. What can you do for me? And then we tell them and they're like, this is too good to be true, but you're doing it. So if you're in that place, come back next week, Sunday, 8 to 8:30. I'll give you a layout of how you can interview several agents before you hire one. Get the truth, understand where your improvements can be made. We are in the process of getting these listings ready to go on the market. We can bring in the contractors. We have contractors who will wait till settlement to get paid. We have contractors who will finance. We have contractors. We'll help to work with you to get these things done so you can get your home sold. You may be overwhelmed with stuff in your house, by the way. If you think of yourself, well, I'm not a hoarder, but I got a lot of stuff and I don't know how I'll ever get my home ready. I want you to call because we can help you still sell. And I'm going to tell you a quick story about one home seller who listened to this show, who responded to me talking about this just like I am today. He called me and said, "Hey, we need to sell the house. But I don't want anybody to come in and look at it." Okay. I mean, this is literally the conversation. I need to sell, but I don't want anybody to see my house. I said, "Okay, no problem. We'll figure it out." Went out and met with the gentleman and his wife, showed up, and the house clearly had not been well kept on the outside, not terrible. He cracks the door open and the wafting scent of cigarette smoke emanates out. This is a few years ago on Willard down in Chevy Chase, Maryland. He ends up having me come in the door. I walk into the foyer. He's like, "You know, I'm letting you in here, but I don't want anybody else to come in." Walk into the living room. The entire ceiling had come down on a pile of stuff that was like an igloo of stuff that had been piled up on the floor in the living room. It's like, okay. Walks me through the dining room space, into the kitchen, which was dated 1940s, down into the basement, which was a basement reminiscent of one from The Silence of the Lambs, where, you know, you just weren't sure if you were taking your life into your hands coming in. Like, I wasn't sure. Maybe this is how other real estate agents have disappeared over time. I don't know. So I go downstairs and it's, you know, concrete floor, cinder block walls, and stuff is everywhere. And he's got his World War II cot on the floor where he apparently sleeps because he and his wife are separated in the same house. And I mean, it's a difficult situation. I'm not mocking that situation, but I am making light of how it presented, right? Because as a seller's agent representing the home seller, I've got to overcome the feeling that I'm getting is the same feeling a buyer's going to get in coming in. And I think this guy knew it, which is why he said, "I don't want anybody coming in." Well, I check the walls in the basement and I verify that there are no major system problems with the air conditioner or anything else. And I think that we went upstairs, sat down, and he tells me his story. And I said, "Look, we'll do it this way. I'll advertise. If someone will buy this and go to contract, we'll let you do a home inspection, but they can only come in and do that after you go to contract." He said, "I can live with that. As long as I've got a contract, I know how much I'm going to walk away with." But he said, "Look, I've got to settle here and have enough money to be able to clean my house out. So I need some time afterwards to get a dumpster out front." I said, "No problem. I'm sure the buyers won't mind you getting all the stuff out of the house after you're done, and we can build in at least a 30-day rent back." Believe me, I had all kinds of eyebrows raised. "Stuart, what are you doing? You put a house on the market, we can't even come into it." And I explained the situation. I said, "Look, this is the way it's going to be, and I'm sorry. I recognize that this makes it difficult for your buyer to even understand, but based on my years of experience and my eyeballs walking around the outside, inside, looking up at the roof, looking at the furnace systems, I don't think we have a major issue with this property. Yeah, it needs to be updated. Yeah, the bathrooms need to be updated. Yeah, there's smoke. Yeah, there's a ceiling that's fallen. Okay, but no major problems. It's all aesthetic. So go ahead." And we priced the home with that in mind. I think it took us about 9 days before we had a buyer who said, "Okay, they're going to take the risk." They went to contract, did the inspection, didn't ask for anything to get done. They gave the homeowner 30 days out. There was a lot of stuff. And your house is probably not in that condition. But if it is, you see, it can happen. When it's time to sell and you need somebody who, like a Marine, can get you from here to there, then hire the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster. Join me next Sunday where we'll talk about the Market Ready Guide. I'll go through all these great questions and more. Well, that's it for today. I'm Eric Stewart, and I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
The Beacon Newspaper's first virtual 50-plus expo, now live at beacon50expo.com, takes place on an easy-to-use, specially designed website offering free access to speakers on a variety of health and financial topics, 2 dozen classes including exercise, meditation, cooking, and more, entertainers ranging from comedians and singers to Broadway and classical music, plus nearly 100 government agencies, nonprofits, and businesses offering services and products for older adults. So that you'll have time to enjoy and absorb all this information, the Expo site will remain available free of charge 24/7 through January 2021. Valuable door prizes are awarded to visitors every week throughout the period. Take a minute now on your home computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone to see what we're offering at beacon50expo.com. That's beacon, B-E-A-C-O-N, 50expo.com. And come back again and again to enjoy the speakers, classes, entertainers, and informative exhibits. Again, that's beacon50expo.com, sponsored by Maplewood Park Place of Bethesda and the Maryland Department of Aging.